We are talking tech, and we're going to chat a little bit about a device called In Your Pocket. It comes from a company called RealThing. And joining us, we have Nick Howden, who is their MD in Melbourne, Australia. Nick, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
So tell me, first of all, a little bit about this device itself, because it packs a punch for such a pocket-sized device.
We've had it described as kind of Swiss Army knife for people who are blind and vision impaired, because it basically does a whole range of different things specifically targeted at people who are blind or low vision. So it started off being a book reader. That was primarily what we were targeted at. So it read books and newspapers. We then expanded it into podcasts, and we've added in the time and the weather. And then we had people who were using it saying, "I've got this nice mobile device that I'm carrying around. Why can't I make phone calls?" So then we thought, "Oh, okay, why not?" So we've added in phone calls and texts, and then it's just expanded from there. A contact of mine in Australia who was trialing the first version of the product actually sent it to someone that he knew at RNIB. This is a few years ago now, and they absolutely loved it. And at the same time, RNIB had come together and come up with this concept, and they called it RNIB In Your Pocket. And they said, "Wouldn't it be great if we had a small mobile device that you could carry around? It provided access to all of our content and services, and it was only a spoken interface, and it was really, really easy to use." And then they got sent our device and went, "Like that. That's exactly the sort of that we're talking about." So we immediately started working very closely with RNIB and very soon got the product launched and began trialing it with UK users, and are still working closely with RNIB.
I think the important part you mentioned there as well is the voice activation, because it's all done through your voice, so very easy to learn.
Exactly. And that's really the driver for it. The original intention for In Your Pocket was newspapers, because obviously when sending out newspapers on a CD or on a stick or something like that, then they're usually a few days old by the time people read them. So we wanted a digital way of accessing newspapers live. And so what we wanted was something really, really simple that someone who's potentially elderly and not very tech savvy and has lost their vision could use without any trouble. So this is basically you push a button and then you say what it is that you want. You can pick it up and say, "Read me The Guardian." And then off you go and you're reading articles from The Guardian. Or you can say, "Find me articles about Boris Johnson." And it'll search through the newspaper and present you the six articles that were in today's paper about Boris Johnson. And it's as simple as that.
Is that the same for the telephone side of things? Is it all voice again?
Exactly. So again, you can pick it up and you can say, "Call Alan," for example, or you can say, "Call a number." You can also update your address book and so on. So I can say, "Add a contact for Alan," and just say your phone number and add it in. You can send text messages with your voice in exactly the same way. Some of the features you can access by touching the screen. And again, it gives you all verbal feedback for everything. So it can all be done with no vision at all. And that's just because a number of people prefer to do it that way than talk to it in certain circumstances. But everything is accessible purely by asking.
Was the GPS, is that a recent addition to it? Because it sounds as if you're just developing as you go as well. There's more and more being added to this. Again, probably in response to your customers.
Exactly. That's exactly how it happens. Essentially, we get people saying, "Oh, it'd be great if it did this, and it'd be great if it did that." And the location feature is exactly one of those things. So when we first launched, we had something just called Where Am I? You could just say, "Where am I?" And it would tell you the nearest address and the nearest cross street to where you were standing. But the more recent location services that we've done, it allows you to drop locations where you walk. So you might drop one saying, "Here's the crossing, here's the big tree, I'm now at the Tesco." And then it'll give you updates as to where you are. So you can say, "The Tesco is 20 meters in front of you," or, "The big tree is 5 meters to your right," for example. So that as you walk around, it's giving you instructions in terms that you understand that make sense to you. I've got a colleague who lives in Peterborough, for example, and he had up the side of his house, he had the rose bush and the bump, and just these are spots that he knows extremely well. And so he just wanted to walk around and say, "Okay, now I'm at the rose bush. I know where that is. If I turn left, I can go into the park," or whatever. Again, a really simple way of kind of accessing things using your voice, and allows you to kind of navigate your local environment.
How do you progress on from something like this? I mean, technology advances so quickly these days, but you have packed in so much already. What's the sort of next step, or how far ahead do you look?
Well, we're constantly adding new features to it, as we've mentioned. For example, we're adding in a link to Spotify, so people will be able to access Spotify and play music on the device. Another one that we're looking at is TuneIn Radio. So linking in, TuneIn Radio has access to about, I think it's about 50,000 radio stations globally. So constantly adding features is one way that we enhance it, but we're also looking at new ways to access it. What we're planning is an ability to access in your pocket via a smart speaker. So if you've got a Google Home or you've got an Amazon Echo device, then you'll be able to access all of the features and content and so on provided by in your pocket via one of those platforms as well.
Fantastic. It's an incredible device and, you know, it fits in your pocket. It's so easy to use as well. What's the customer feedback been like so far?
We have lots of fabulous anecdotes of people who've loved it. In fact, I had an email about a couple of weeks ago from a woman whose mother was 96 and had recently lost her sight and then had also had a fall and then ended up in hospital. And of course, with COVID, that meant she was totally isolated, so no one could visit her. But luckily, they got her an In Your Pocket, and that enabled her to talk to her family and to listen to audiobooks and these sorts of things. And so we got this lovely email saying, to the people who developed In Your Pocket, you know, thank you so much for this. It's changed my mum's life and it's allowed us all to stay in touch. And it was actually a really lovely story, and I made sure I sent it around to all of the staff. But I think that overall, that's been a common theme. I mean, very early on, we actually asked RNIB for some test subjects when we first started working in the UK. And I was sitting across the table from a woman in her 80s. And the first thing she said to me was, now, look, I don't know anything about technology, so I'm going to be really hopeless with this device. And I just said, well, that's fabulous. That's exactly what we want. And handed her the device and we talked through it for a few minutes. And a few minutes later, she was reading a newspaper. And she was almost crying with delight because she was saying, it is so many years since I've been able to read a newspaper. This is absolutely fabulous. Experiences like that just make your day and make all of that hard work worthwhile.
Nick, it is a great device. And as you say, the features are still growing and so easy to use. But if people would like more information on the In Your Pocket device, what's the best way to do that?
They can call our helpline and speak to one of our friendly staff there. And the number for that is 0333 772 7708. They can also go to our website, which is at www.inyourpocket.net. And there's a lot of information there about the product and how you can purchase it and more details about the features, etc.
Nick Howden, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.